Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski reacted to news that the U.S. is pulling out of the Paris Climate Agreement. She was a bit skeptical of President Donald Trump's assertion that he'd try to renegotiate a better deal.
That, to me, seems incredibly difficult. You have, 160 different nations that have already signed, that are moving forward with the commitments that they have made. I don't know how we come in as the holdout, as I understand it, it's Syria and Nicaragua and the United States now that are not in this, how we renegotiate it. I don't think we have that kind of leverage, quite honestly.
Murkowski is the chair of the Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources and recently accompanied Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke on a trip to the North Slope. Zinke has pledged to increase the amount of oil flowing down the Trans-Alaska pipeline. The senator walks a fine line as impacts of climate change are threatening the survival of many communities on permafrost, as well as the health of vital natural resources like fisheries.
My hope is that with the president's decision to go this route, it does not mean that we fall back as a nation on our efforts to address and mitigate the impact that we see from a warming climate, because we see it here in this state, and it is real, and I think we've got an obligation to help address it.
Murkowski has stayed neutral over the U.S. participation in the Paris Climate Agreement. She says she's remained agnostic in the debate because the Paris Agreement didn't need to be ratified by Congress.
When I said I was agnostic, it was in part because our role as a Congress is very limited in terms of how we play.
Murkowski recently returned from a fact-finding trip to Norway with representatives of other Arctic nations. She says other countries have expressed concern about Trump's priorities on the world stage.
He is not afraid to rock the boat. And I think that has gotten some of our friends and allies and those who don't like us perhaps a little bit concerned because they're not used to seeing this kind of style.
The U.S. Senate is in recess. Murkowski spoke Thursday from the sidelines of a luncheon hosted by the Juneau Chamber of Commerce.